Initially, the mind barely attends to the object of meditation, but with prolonged practice, by developing the antidotes to mental dullness and excitement, the grosser types of these impediments decrease in strength, and the subtle types become more obvious. If you persist in the practice and improve the force of your mindfulness and alertness, there will come a time when even the subtle types of these impediments do not obscure your meditation. Generating a strong will to engage in a proper meditation, free of all the obstacles, can have a very positive impact. Eventually, you should be able to sit effortlessly for a session of an hour or so. Realization of single-pointed concentration is not an easy task. You must have the endurance to practice for a long time. By continuous practice, you can gradually eliminate the defects of the body and mind. Defects, in this context, refer to the states of dullness and heaviness of the body and mind that make them unresponsive or unserviceable for meditation. These defects are thoroughly eliminated as the meditator develops the 9 stages of calm abiding. The practitioner eventually generates mental pliancy, which is followed by physical pliancy. Quote, "You should understand that calm abiding is actualized when you enjoy physical and mental pliancy through prolonged familiarity with the meditation, and the mind gains the power to engage the object as it chooses." End of quote. Calm abiding meditation is a practice common to Buddhists and non-Buddhists. So in terms of its mere identity, there is nothing profound or special about it. However, when we investigate the nature of some object, whether it is conventional or ultimate, calm abiding meditation is very important. Its main objective is to develop single-pointed concentration. Although we say prayers or engage in tantric practices, we are faced with the question of whether they are effective. The main reason is our lack of concentration. So we should develop a mind that is able to abide single-pointedly on the object of focus. The final goal of practicing calm abiding meditation is to actualize special insight.